774 ABC Melbourne. Richard Stubbs in the afternoon with Dire Straits and The Walk of Life. It's 12 to 2. Let me tell you a little bit about what my desk looks like. My desk looks like... it looks like a beach that faces an ocean, because all sorts of things get washed up there and then swept out to sea again, and some things remain, like sort of salvage or something wonderful you found on the beach when you went walking. So some things stay on the desk, and some things, you know, because people are always coming in to chat, so some things come and their books come and their records come and then they go again, and things wash in and wash out. One of the things that stayed with me from a couple of years ago was a picture of Fairy Twinkletoes, and I had it next to my computer, and I used to look at it when I felt the need, and there was Fairy looking at me happily, saying, have a great day, and all that kind of stuff. And it was nice. I always enjoyed having her there. And then just like a week ago, 2 weeks ago, someone made me tidy my desk. That person shall remain nameless. I had to tidy my desk, and there was some sort of ritual culling, and the card from Fairy Twinkletoes went. And I was a bit bereft because she sat at my corner for the last few years with me. I thought, oh, that's drag. Oh, well, you know, these things happen. The beach stays here and the ocean washes out again. And lo and behold, shortly after I've lost it, what appears in my inbox? Fairy Twinkletoes. Back to having done things, wants to come in and chat again. So it's with great excitement I get to say hello again to Melanie Michaels, also known as Fairy Twinkletoes. Hooray for her.
Hi, Richard. How you doing?
Very well.
Thank you for having me back again.
Pleasure. We should explain, let's see, for those, I'll put a picture up on the web, but I'm sitting opposite someone who's dressed in a pink fairy outfit with pink fairy wings with a pink fairy wand.
This is my usual daily wear.
Yep, just casual daily wear.
Yeah, I feel a little overdressed in here, but very sparkly.
That's right, yep. But you are very sparkly. As one of the producers said, oh, I got a hug from Fairy, and I said, look down your front. And she went, ah, fairy glitter.
Yes, I leave a trail of fairy glitter wherever I go.
Yes, your washing machine must be a nightmare as a result.
You should see my fairy car.
Yes. Now, the reason, I don't really need much of a reason to chat to you, because I find people who go and work in what they love and people who go and work with children, always interesting to chat to, and we've got lots to talk about there. But somehow you've taken it to the next level. When we spoke a few years ago, you'd been to the White House as part of the Easter celebration. And I just said the White House then. That's exactly where Fairy Twinkletoes had been. But then who are in these photos that you've sent me? These people look familiar.
Well, yes. I have performed at the White House for the last 6 years. And somehow, as if by magic, I was invited inside the White House to thank me for all of my shows over the years. Apparently, they'd had such beautiful feedback from visitors by email and phone, and to thank me for my visits, they actually invited me inside the White House, where I was introduced to President Obama, Michelle Obama, Malia, Sasha, and Bo, the first dog.
You met the first dog? There's photos of you patting the first dog.
Yes, I got to pat his head.
What's the first dog like? He looks a fine type of dog.
He is the cutest thing you've ever seen. In fact, just as I was about to leave after I'd said my thank yous, I thought, no, I can't leave here without saying I've pat Bo. So I turned around and I pat him, and everyone had a bit of a giggle, and yeah, I mean, that was just a moment I'll never forget.
Yeah. See, the Obamas have their photos taken with a few people, I guess, each year. I'm tipping not many in fairy wings.
Well, that was the incredible thing, really. I was waiting amongst a group of businessmen, and then I was the only one really dressed up. Talk about feeling overdressed in the White House. And they invited me inside, introduced me as Fairy Twinkletoes, and this is in a room called the Blue Room, so it was just me and the first family alone. And President Obama put out his hand, and his eyes lit up with the biggest smile you could imagine, because I think the response I got from him was truly spontaneous. Like, all day he'd been taking photos.
Sure.
But when he saw a fairy appear at the door...
Don't see a lot of that.
No, he just looked at me and he said, you are the first fairy princess in the White House.
Yeah.
And I said, and I'm all the way from Australia. And it was just a dream come true. It was unbelievable.
Let's explain how you got to be on the White House lawn entertaining kids.
Well, yes, that's a very good question, because I'm a birthday party entertainer. Yeah. I'm a full-time magician and comedian for kids here in Melbourne. And every year, when I first began my shows 9 years ago, I decided I wanted to create the best and most successful magic show for children possible. And I began going to a magic convention in America, where I trained and worked with really some of the best kids entertainers that have been doing it for 30, 40 years, made their career out of making kids laugh. Mm. And these are the people that I really wanted to learn from. And I went and I worked and trained each year. And then after about 3 years of really perfecting my show, a handful of them perform at this Easter celebration, and they invited me to join them. And I've gone back every year since.
And someone there at the Easter show said, oh, we'll keep the fairy.
Someone said that, and every year I get the email inviting me back, and I stay in touch with a whole bunch of little ones that I meet on the White House lawn.
Really?
And I'm with pen friends. We send letters, and then I see them again, and, it's just really just an incredible day. It's 13 hours straight.
Sure.
It's really they refer to it as the most treasured tradition in U.S. presidential history. It's been going since 1878, and families with young children are invited on the lawn, and there's magic, music, and all sorts of entertainment.
Stuff happens.
Yeah.
Fun stuff happens.
And it's so special for the children.
I've often thought of you since 2008, and I wondered if you were still pursuing your dreams, if everything was still, because you have a wonderful energy. You have got a very, kind of genuine happiness from you. And I wondered if that was still going when I looked at your picture. I would think and I'd wonder, if it was still going for it. It seems like it is.
It just gets stronger every year. Like I said, I've been doing it for over 9 years now.
Yeah.
And people ask me, are you getting sick of it? And I have to say that each show, I'm just enjoying more and more, because I just keep adding more laughs. And I mean, you could probably see by my smile, it's what lights me up. And
have kids changed? It's 2013, and we often talk. One of the reasons why I like chatting to you is I feel that we undervalue and we quickly overlook and move through the period of kids being little kids, and that we seem to really want to make our kids grow up, our girls grow up, way fast and not have a time of hanging out with fairies and having fun and magic and all of those things.
And I see that happen with older brothers and sisters, but the age that my show appeals to is really 3.5 to 7, and they are just as into fairies and magic and fantasy as, they still think I live in a mushroom.
Yeah.
And I do my magic, all my magic goes wrong, so all sorts of silly things happen instead. Every time I sneeze, big donuts appear, and when my magic goes wrong, the birthday girl or boy helps me, and they get the magic right, and it happens in their hands, and they think it's amazing, and that the look on their face when this happens has not changed at all over the years. It's just as magical. And I adore it. I love it.
Are you still working with Challenge? Are you still doing things?
Yeah, that's actually one of my favourite things. It's probably the most rewarding parts is working through Challenge, supporting kids with cancer. I go into the wards and I often I'll be in the oncology wards in day patient, so I'll perform for a few kids at once who are waiting for their treatment. And I did a little show for a little boy recently, and he was watching from behind his dad, and I could see he was interested. He was about 4, and he came closer, he started crawling closer, and finally I got a giggle, and then a laugh, and then the biggest belly laugh you could imagine. And afterwards I was told that the nurses had actually postponed his treatment because they hadn't seen him smile, let alone and laugh like that for weeks. And that's the true magic. Mm. And especially when I get to go, the children that aren't well enough to leave their room, and I can go from room to room and give them their own private mini Twinkle Toes magic show. And unless you've experienced it, where you see a child that can't even open their eyes and you keep persisting, and then you see a little smile, and then their eyes begin to open, and you see a little bit of brightness in there, and then a giggle. It's priceless. So they do
amazing
work. Well, it is. Work.
If you're ever cursed enough to be in hospital, whether you're adult or whether you're a child, the first thing you lose is your dignity. The second thing you lose is any sense of independence. Those things are stripped away almost as you walk through the doors, and people you don't know come and speak about you over your bed, and you probed and you prodded and things happen to you and you feel terrible. And there's an awful process and it's very difficult. So anyone who comes in and can interact directly and treat the patient as a person, it is huge as you try to make that connection. It's such a big step.
And everyone involved does an amazing job. Yeah.
I'm getting all sorts of SMSs, including, Richard, stop, wait, have you not seen The Labyrinth? Fairies bite. Be very, very careful. Fairy Twinkle Toes won't bite, unless you just specifically ask her to. OMG, is this Fairy Twinkle Toes? She performed at my daughter's birthday party about 6 or 7 years ago. I have beautiful photos to prove it. She's wonderful. And, Richard, is this the Fairy Twinkle Toes that my daughter met at Nina's five-year-old party last year? Difficult to say, but I imagine so.
It probably is.
Having said that, your website's very busy. You keep active, sort of, there seems to be, like, you keep in contact with the people that you do the shows for.
Yeah, I actually become really close with not just the Challenge families, but the families that I perform for, and I'll go back year after year. Like, I just did a five-year-old party, and I'd also done her first and her second, and some I just go back, well, many families will call me 5 years later and say that when I visited first, they were pregnant, and now that child is six and wants a Twinkle Toes party. I've got a lot of little pen friends. I get the most beautiful fairy mail. It's lovely.
Do you ever take the wings off and go out for a quiet beer with the other non-fairy girls and listen to their work and think to yourself, wow, I am glad I'm not doing their work?
Oh, I am just so grateful to have been able to find a career that it may not be perfect for everyone, but it's like I was born to do this. It just makes me so happy.
Yeah. Are you developing new magic?
Yeah, occasionally I'll add new routines, and I love working with some friends of mine where especially when I go over to America and I watch their shows and we have a chat and we exchange ideas and then I add new things. But it's really the old magic tricks that the kids have seen before and they love the repetition. So I'll add new things and then they'll just be cheering for some of the old magic that they had seen the year before. They just get so excited and they laugh harder and harder.
Does the White House photos with you and Obama and everyone, will that change you? Will you get different work now, do you think?
No, I'm still happy with my birthday parties. That's what I do. And that was just a really exciting moment in life.